Welcome to yet another episode of Saffron Spice with Isha and Shivani. I'm Isha and we are back with another episode of our podcast. Hi Shivani, how has the past week been for you?
Hi Isha and hello to all our listeners. Isha, this past week has been great. The Cricket World Cup has kicked off. I've had a really busy week at work and some late nights with the cricket, but all in all good. What about yourself?
This week has been good for me too. The weather's getting better in Canada, so Finally, thank God for that. And apart from that, I think I went to some really nice iftar parties. A huge Eid Mubarak to all of our listeners, whoever's celebrating. But yeah, I went to some really nice iftar parties. I had some nice baklavas and I got some yummy firnis in my belly. So I'm very food happy this week.
Oh, lovely. And I'm so envious.
So Shivani, tell me, what are we talking about today on our podcast?
Isha, this week, we're going to be discussing this story from India that's trending on the global news scene, from Twitter to the international newsrooms. One of the big debates this week has been the unfair and lovely movement in our country's obsession with fair skin. Women have seen the worst of this obsession, but in a way, every Desi person would have gone through some sort of colour complex in their lives, at least once. Whether the complex is brought about by one's own self after following film stars and popular culture, or it is a complex brought about by the completely random aunties and uncles in the society. India's fair skin obsession is really an epidemic of the people's minds. Isha, have you been following this story?
Yes, Shivani, I have been following the story and you rightly pointed it out as an epidemic of the people's minds. So Shivani, let me tell you how this whole controversy began. I think just about last week, the Femina Miss India contest released the list of contestants and people all over the internet could not help but notice how each and every one of them had literally the same skin color, the same exact fair skin color. And I mean, obviously, for a country as diverse as India, if we were to look at, you know, our country from, say, Kashmir to Kanyakumari, you know, from all the way up north to the south, we can at least list like 40 skin tones. And this is like, you know, a contest which is representative of our whole country. And they're like showing us pictures of 30 girls, all of them exactly the same skin color. So this became controversial and it rightly brought about this discussion about, you know, our country's obsession with fair skin tone. I mean, this controversy should have started, I guess, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. This has been, as you called it, an epidemic in our country ever since, I think, my childhood or even my mother's childhood for that matter. But this started this conversation about why has our culture been so obsessed with fair skin, Shivani? What are your thoughts on this, Shivani?
I actually had a look at the contestants from last year as well. I think that had sort of gone viral as well. And to be honest, Isha, it wasn't much different. So, you know, in a country where majority of the population is dark-skinned, for some reason there is this widely held belief that dark complexion is inferior to a fair one. And this prejudice, you know, manifests itself in everything from hiring practices that perhaps favour light-skinned employees to matrimonial ads that list fairness as a non-negotiable characteristic of a future bride or groom.
Exactly.
I mean, even in the media, you have light-skinned actors and models that are just in so much high demand, while, you know, you've got the dark-skinned performers rarely ever seen on the screen. So it's a deep-rooted obsession. This message is fairly clear. Fair skin represents beauty and success. And as a result, you know, Indians are keen consumers of even products that promise to lighten skin colours. So,
in fact, Shivani, you know, one of the things that I recently came across was the dashboard of Shaadi.com in one of the meetings that I was having. And Shaadi.com actually gives you like a shade card to upload your skin tone. There's five or six colours of, you know, ranging from beige, like light beige to dark brown, that you can actually list down to choose your skin color.
Oh, I mean, my gosh.
it's such a huge part of putting that, wedding biodata out there from the matrimonial ads that you see in the newspapers. These things are absurd.
It's just so widespread and practiced so openly in the country, which is even more saddening, that the society really believes skin color determines a person's worth. In our culture, all virtues associated with fairness, and while being dark has a negative connotation, you know, from TV programs, movies, billboards, advertisements, they all reinforce the idea that fair is beautiful.
And Shivani, you know what's the more tragic part of it? We're not just, talking about the societal norms. I mean, yes, of course, the whole marriage industry can be really unfair. But we're also talking about the corporate culture, or we're also talking about the job market. And mind you, I'm not just talking about jobs like air hostess or like a beauty model or an advertisement girl or an actress, which are completely plagued by these preferences. But I'm talking about like a normal corporate job, like business analyst job or a marketing or a banking job.
White collar jobs, you mean? There's discrimination?
Yes. And, it's never so obvious. But oftentimes a girl goes in for an interview and, you find someone who was way less qualified than you, who was completely probably underqualified for that job, but who got the job, and sort of the only difference that you can point out between yourself and them is the skin tone. So,
oh my gosh,
these things are becoming more and more obvious. I know of so many people who graduate and, right before the job fairs or the job interviews, they go in for these extreme like skin bleaching procedures, and, they go through these serious complexes when it comes to their, beauty and their just general appearances. So it's quite tragic.
It is. I mean, in a land of such diversity and rich culture, it's definitely tragic. It just happens to be a land of irony. For starters, we talk about being proud of our ethnicity. And yet we can't even accept our own, subcontinent's skin color. I mean, this is ridiculous that you're even being discriminated in the workforce.
And this discrimination is so unnecessary, because if you go to look at it, we just have, I think, 20 or probably 30% of our country, that has people with a truly fairer, lighter skin, because these places experience a colder climate and they are closer to northern kind of regions. They saw a higher migration of the Aryans versus the rest of the country. Most of the country is a country of brown people. We are known as brown people across the world. We're known for our skin color. I've met so many people in the West who would pay thousands of dollars to get our skin color. People go through severe tannings and whatnots and whatnot beauty services to sort of get what our skin color is like. And this brown tone is considered to be like the epitome of a healthy skin color, isn't it?
I mean, I often get, especially during summer, when my skin is glowing and I've got a really beautiful tan, I always get approached by people and they're like, oh my God, we so wish we had your skin color. It's beautiful. So in the West, it definitely is something that's sort of appreciated.
It's definitely appreciated in the West, Shivani, but in India, it has never really been, nice to be dark. And, we all have sort of had some sort of personal experiences with these things. I mean, my grandmother would always ask me not to play out in the sun, or before I got married, the salon that I used to go to, the beauty parlor, Wali Auntie, she would have hours-long conversations with me about how I needed to get my skin bleached, or how I needed to use like a foundation that was two shades lighter than my original skin tone.
So even if you don't have a complex, beauty parlor lady has
given me one. If you don't have one, they will give you one. So I was fortunate enough to not sort of be given that complex by my parents. My parents sort of never called me dark, or I mean, nobody ever encouraged me to bring like fairness creams at home. But then there were always like these outside, you know, as you mentioned in the beginning, there were these outside random aunties and uncles who would... you know, sort of refer to me as saying, "Acha features to tumhare acche hai," you know, and they would say, "Okay, thoda," or you know, like stay at home for a few days, maybe you know, put some besan on your face or put some dahi on your face, and there'll always be these subtle hints about, you know, life could get
making
better
you
for
aware.
You,
yeah,
if you
only
were fairer.
And I think I share your experience there, Isha. I mean, I was fortunate enough. I mean, neither of my parents ever made me feel there was anything wrong or there being an issue with my skin tone. My mother is dusky and very beautiful, and my father's probably more on the fair side. So yeah, recounting my early childhood, I probably did have my grandmother reminding me, you know, every once in a while, you know, don't go outside, you'll go darker, and you know, don't forget to apply this cream, that cream. So even as a you know, as a 6-year-old or as a 5-year-old, I faced some form of prejudice due to my skin being darker. You know, my grandmother would take precautions so that my skin wouldn't darken any further, you know, by restricting me to play outdoors. You know, if I complained and if I wanted to play, you know, cricket or something outdoors, you know, she'd often assure me, she'd say, "I'm doing this for your own good. You know, no boy will want to marry you if you go darker." You know, and I guess that rationale probably made sense then when I was young and naive. And due to, like you say, the aunties and uncles, the constant nagging of people around you, I was aware of this widely accepted notion around dark complexion being seen as inferior to, you know, people with slightly fairer complexions.
That's true, Shivani. You know, you mentioned your grandmother pushing for these stereotypes when you were growing up. But it reminds me of so many grandmothers or so many of these sort of women in our family. And there's so many little stereotypes or so many little, you know, cultural things associated with it. For instance, when a woman is pregnant, they'll often say that, you know, eat coconut, your baby will come out fair. The person is not even born yet, and there's an attempt to make this person fair. You know, the attempts to make someone fair start from before the person even comes out in this world. And it's never ending. When the baby comes out, they bathe him with besan and they bathe him with like all these sort of oils. Mm-hmm. And there's always a hint of, you know, this will make the baby fair and this will bring the color out. And those things go on like all through your life. Even I remember, even if I go out for like, you know, getting some Indian clothes, if I'm in India and I'm buying like an Indian sari or something, the shopkeeper won't really talk about how nice it looks or how nice it feels, or he'll say, "Oh madam, this color will make you look fairer." So everything is circling around, you know, wanting to make the person appear fair.
I mean, you mentioned from the point where a woman has conceived and is pregnant, I mean, the moment that child is born, there's relatives start comparing siblings' skin color. So it starts in your own families, you know, and people just don't want to talk about it openly. But yeah, it's, you know, there's always comparatively darker skinned children are generally brought up with an undermining sort of sense.
This is more so for girls. I think it's okay if the boy is slightly darker, because they're going to make sure that they find a fair girl for him, so that, you know, the family gene slowly over the generations becomes brighter, I guess. But the pressure is definitely on the girls, Shivani, when it comes to these things.
Isha, that's a really good point. And it brings me to a question that's sort of been simmering away whilst this story has come out. You know, has our Indian culture always been obsessed with fair skin tones? Or was this the doing of colonialism and later the entertainment and beauty industries? Your thoughts?
That's a very good question that you brought up, Shivani. Our culture has not always been, obsessed with skin tones. I mean, let's look at our Hindu gods, Shivani.
Yeah.
Lord Krishna, he was known as Shyam. Shyam means dark. Lord Ram was dark. Kali Mata, she's dark. And, she's considered the epitome of a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
We have had like all of these gods and goddesses who have represented a darker skin tone. Even for that matter, if we look at Draupadi, from the way she has been described in the Mahabharata, she was the most sort of beautiful woman in the time, according to the mythology. She was probably so desirable that she was the one of the main reasons for that war breaking out in the country. And Draupadi was supposed to have a really dark skin tone. She was a dark skin toned woman.
Yeah.
So I think historically, or even like if we go to look at how our how the scriptures have been designed, it was not always about dark skin toned. Even if we look at the Vedas, or if we look at really ancient poetries or Sanskrit scriptures, women have not always been described as fair women. Women have been described to have different tones of brown, whitish, darker skin, and yet they were some of the most liberated, they were some of the most desirable, they were some of the most sexually attractive, beautiful women.
Yeah, so
I don't think our culture had really, been that way.
So then why is there such an obsession with fair and white skin? I mean, one theory is that it is that the fallout from, I guess, the British Raj and colonial times, where the British felt superior as white people ruling the natives in India and, who certainly were not the same color as us. So obviously that superiority complex then perhaps, gradually steeped into the minds of Indians, making them feel perhaps less worthy if they were not of the whiter colour that had left a mark.
You very correctly pointed that out, Shivani, because, I mean, as you said, it is definitely a doing of the colonial era. The whole idea of a white-skinned person being superior than us, a white-skinned person ruling over us, and, a white-skinned person having the power sort of to, control a population.
Yeah.
I think it was also a lot to do with the caste system. I think the Brahmins were seen as people, having a lighter skin versus the sort of Shudras were seen as people with a darker skin, because of course some people had outdoor jobs versus some people, would just be indoors. And all of these factors have combined in, coming up with these associations. But I think, our country has really gone way beyond these times. I mean, the Britishers have left our country long ago. And the caste system is not really prevalent anymore to that much of an extent. But I think now the blame is, as you had mentioned, on the entertainment industry, on the beauty industry, on these people who are the real opinion makers of today.
That's right. Yeah. So the fairness industry, first evolved as a response to, I guess, consumer demand. For centuries, Indians were using natural ingredients such as lemon, turmeric to lighten their skins, right? I'm sure you've probably grown up, Isha. I have, seeing my mum, apply haldi and all these natural remedies. So that's very much been part of our culture. But I think it was in the 70s that Unilever launched a commercial skin lightening cream called Fair and Lovely. And, other companies quickly followed suit with their own products.
Absolutely. Fair and Lovely, I think, is one of the biggest causes of this epidemic in our country, because it is one of the most successful brands, Shivani, in our country today. Fairness creams are one of the biggest products of the beauty market, Shivani. And, they have done their bit since the 70s to sort of establish and reestablish the fact that fair is the only lovely and fair is the only beautiful.
They perpetuate this belief, like you said, that fair skin is desirable and somehow dark skin is a problem that needs to be corrected. So hence the message, you know, the advertising industry has effectively been able to broadcast. And believe it or not, I think fairness products actually surpass the sale of Coke being Coca-Cola and the tea industries in India.
Oh my God, I did not know that.
Yep, skin lightening is a despicable billion-dollar industry.
That's shameful, yes.
Yes.
I'm definitely ashamed to hear that, being an Indian. But that's definitely a reality in our country. And I think Bollywood has followed in the footsteps of this obsession. I mean, Shivani, back in the day, I remember, you know, people loving actors with a darker skin. You know, they used to be more accepted in Bollywood. We've had, you know, Rekha, we've had Kajol, we've had Rani Mukherjee. These actresses have a considerably darker skin. But then we have this post Kareena Kapoor Bollywood, and everybody has that same skin tone. Everybody, you know, it's just getting lighter. The standards are getting lighter and lighter by the day.
They just seem to be sort of glorifying fair skin, right? Post, as you mentioned, probably post Kareena Kapoor days, there seems to be a trend that's really not fading. You're seeing all these really fair skinned, perhaps not even Indian actresses, right, of late.
I mean, how are you going to find so many? This is not the skin color that you get in India. So get the foreign actress with a lighter skin tone, because that's all I think the Bollywood industry cares about these days, you know.
That's right. And I think even Shah Rukh Khan, right? I mean, he's a brand ambassador for Fair and Handsome, which is now catering for the male market.
Definitely. No, he is the brand ambassador, as you rightly pointed out, for Fair and Handsome. And then we have all the top actresses who've endorsed one or the other of these fairness creams, be it you know, the skin bleaching creams, or be it these fairness soaps, or be it these fairness creams, from your Katrina to your, I guess, Aishwarya. Even I think Priyanka Chopra, even though she is now a big supporter of brown being beautiful.
Yeah.
I think she too was endorsing one of the fairness products.
Yeah. So she's now embracing her brownness, is she?
You know, if you look at her pictures now, she definitely, I think, uses a darker foundation. She's coming. She's a lot more comfortable showing her true skin tone now versus how she used to be in India. I mean, if you, you know, put a picture of her in one of the Indian movies, pick up Dostana or, you know, one of those movies. And then if you look at her now, you can tell the difference between, you know, how she used to carry herself when she was just a Bollywood actress versus how she carries herself now.
Yeah. And just for our listeners, I mean, those of you who haven't so much been exposed to some of these advertisements, which I will probably share on our social media. I mean, these advertisements use some really shaming tactics to make dark-skinned women feel rotten, you know. And they do this by romanticizing, you know, the pros of fair skin. And, you know, in comes the dark-skinned, depressed woman who then transforms into a lighter-skinned woman. And boom, suddenly she feels these romantic and career prospects, you know, being fair by using these creams. So
it's insane, Shivani. This reminds me of one of the ads I watched the other day. This girl, like, she's so sad and she is like completely defeated from the world. And she comes, you know, to her friend and she's like, "Kaun mujhe dekhega is amavas ke chehre ke saath?" You know, she's like comparing herself to like a no moon night. And then this woman, her friend, asks her to use Fair and Lovely or one of the fairness creams, and then she suddenly becomes Poonam Ka Chaand, and she's like, she looks as beautiful as a moon, full moon night. You know, she gets this boy that she had a crush on now comes and proposes to her, and you know, these job interviews that she was failing at are now offering her a job. And it's like, utter nonsense, you know. It's utter nonsense. Rubbish.
So the marketing narratives, you know, as you say, Isha, basically depict that success in life equals light skin. And what I really fail to understand, as you mentioned, you know, some of these big actresses like Priyanka Chopra, Aishwarya Rai, you know, these big Bollywood celebrities are happily endorsing these different brands, you know, these lightening creams that promote the glorification of fair skin. I mean, these women have such powerful public platforms, and yet they choose to send out a message that dents the confidence of their dark-skinned fans who worship them. It just really saddens me, Isha.
And Shivani, you know, they're not just endorsing these products, but they're even, going through these treatments themselves. If you've sort of noticed the journeys of actresses like Shilpa Shetty or Kajol, for that matter, I mean, the transformation is unbelievable. Kajol's transformation especially made headlines, and it was so obvious that she, you know, went through these skin bleaching surgeries, and her answer to this was that she just stayed indoors for a couple of years. I mean,
oh yeah, sure.
What sort of So they're not making a good example by their endorsements. They're not even sort of setting up the right standards. And when it comes to actresses that are trying to set up the right standards, these actresses will never get the mainstream roles. I mean, we have actresses like Nandita Das or Shabana Azmi who've never really seen those type of mainstream roles that probably a fairer actress would see or would get, you know. There's always these real life sort of poor son of the soil kind of roles that these actresses get to play versus
I laugh
when it comes to
it's so true, Isha.
Right?
Yes.
And when it comes to like playing a nice, affluent sort of a role, it's always going to be someone fair, someone, you know, sort of beautiful, and fair is only beautiful. And then, you know, these sort of parallels, these sort of stereotypes that our entertainment industry has kept on establishing and re-establishing through the times, I think this has done more damage to the Indian mind than anything else, Shivani.
It has. Well, songs like even, what's that song from Bazigar? Ye kali kali aake, ye gore gore gal. I mean, countless number of popular songs. Give me another one. I'm sure
you
could.
The gal has always to be gora. Even like gore gore mukde pe kala kala chashma.
There you go.
Always, if there's a kala chashma or a kali aake, there has to be something gora with it.
Exactly. So these popular songs, you know, they celebrate fair skin. You know, being fair skin scores points very quickly when it comes to women.
No, that's all that matters, right? Even in popular culture, even in daily life, if someone is fair, then that's it. She has, sort of won all the beauty standards automatically. All they have to say is that this girl is fair. That's it. She gets like all the points on the beauty barometers. But if someone is, slightly darker or way darker or wheatish also, she needs her beauty. Beauty standards need to be substantiated by a lot of other things. So they have to say that she's dark, but she's got good features, she's got beautiful eyes, she's got lovely teeth, she's got a beautiful smile. And, you know, you need like all these supporting documents, to support your cause of that slightly not so a fair girl being beautiful. But if someone is fair, then that's it, qualified for life.
Qualified.
You know, you
that's
don't
all that
need...
Matters. Pathetic. But Isha, have you heard, you would be aware of NDTV, the news channel?
Yes.
The Indian, yes. I just wanted to bring this up. I mean, and really kudos to NDTV. I mean, they had in recent times, I think, initiated an awareness campaign titled Fairness Creams, Exactly Like Racism. So the channel's campaign discourages the use of skin lightening creams, and they basically vow not to air or promote any advertisements of such products. So we really need more channels and, you know, more companies sort of taking similar initiatives to what NDTV have.
it sounds like an excellent step for a news channel or for a brand as big as NDTV to take. And I really do hope that big Bollywood stars, big channels, any sort of medium that is associated with shaping someone's opinion. I think even if these mediums take this step, even if these people who, you know, are associated, are in this industry of impacting people's opinions, if they take these steps, I think slowly this change will come about. I think our filmmakers need to, you know, start being more representative of the different skin tones. The beauty industry needs to start being more representative of the different skin tones. Once that starts happening, I think we'll start seeing a positive change in the country. What do you think, Shivani?
Most certainly. I mean, you know, these high profile actors and celebrities, they really have, being a public figure, they have certain responsibilities. And I just wanted to point out, you know, some of the actors that really have made an example and really put their foot down. Sushant Singh Rajput, Ranbir Kapoor, you know, these actors refused to endorse fairness advertisements. You know, they didn't want to deepen that racism. There's Kangana Ranaut, Anushka Sharma. Good on them, you know, for not endorsing these products that propagate racism and certain social taboos and beliefs. So...
No, I completely agree, Shivani. Not just, you know, the products, but even this belief. I think the more this belief stops getting endorsed by our society as a whole, the better it's going to be. Because, Shivani, not just, you know, psychologically, but these things are physically very harmful. I mean, if it's limited to using fairness creams, I think it's okay, even though, you know, there have been studies that have connected the use of fairness creams to skin cancer. But I think it's still slightly harmless. But when people start going to extremes, like, you know, saving up money for a couple of years to go and get that skin bleaching treatment, or, you know, taking up loans to, you know, go through serious cosmetic surgeries. These things are extremes that are not good for the health physically and for the mental health as well. So... I think the less this mentality gets promoted and the more diversity we see out there, the more diversity we appreciate, the better it's going to be.
That was very well said, Isha.
Thank you, Shivani. But what are your final thoughts that, you know, you would like to leave our listeners with today?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, it would be all well and good to ban, you know, such racist advertisements. I think that would be a step in the right direction. But a solution would be to educate our younger generation on the importance of striving to be comfortable in their own bodies and rejecting such absurd racist ideologies. You know, education is the tool that can really eradicate these practices from our society. So, yeah, the real change within India will come when the majority of Indians let go of their light skin fetish and cherish their own skin color. So, you know, I am very proud of my skin color. You know, my friends would know it. Often I'm seen, comparing my skin tone with my friends, especially during summer, to see who's darker. So, yeah, I urge our listeners, you know, we are the change. So...
Definitely, Shivani. I mean, as you mentioned, a true brown skin tone is our true identity, is the true identity of an Indian. It's a very healthy skin tone, and it's something that the world envies us Indians for. So I think the sooner our country starts getting proud of what we naturally have, I think the better it is, right?
Yep. And in the same way, I mean, just like this prejudice is learned, in the same manner, it can be unlearned. So there's some food for thought.
That's very well said, Shivani. And I guess that's it for our episode today. So thank you so much for joining us today, guys. And thank you so much for listening to us. If you have any thoughts to share on what we spoke about regarding fairness obsession in our country, if you have any personal experiences, please write to us. We would love to hear from you.
And be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Castbox, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for more fun content. A review would go a long way for us, so if you have a minute, please rate us. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. Stay tuned for our new episode next week. Till then, goodbye.